All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double E TV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, brother. What's going on?
Man, I've been in depression all week, man, with my Lakers losing. So it's been a rough couple days, man.
Hey, obviously, with the gear that I'm rocking, it's clear that I'm a Warriors fan, so clearly it be like that sometimes, but you know, that is what it is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we know, you know, LeBron and Steph every year can't go to the finals. So it'd be interesting to see how this Miami and Boston series finishes out. There's a lot of chirping going on between the two teams.
Yeah, definitely. I'm, you know, not the prediction wizard or anything, but I would put my money on Miami to close it out probably the next game.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, man. We got a lot of music, man. Let's get into this music. We'll start it off with Belly, Mumble Rap 2. Man, Belly is he's one of those guys, man. He's I like Belly. You know, I don't think Belly gets enough credit in the industry. On this project here, I think he was in his bag. I think he had a lot of great concepts and bars, and then obviously the production was very good. I don't know if Hit Boy did the whole album, but he definitely did some tracks on here. Highlights for me would be Capone's Demise, Ambiance, Heroic Villains. That track is very deep if you kind of listen to the everything he's talking about on that particular track. American Nightmare, De La Hoya featuring Gucci Mane. I like that track. And Cocaine Spoon featuring Rick Ross. Dope song and a very nice video for that as well.
I think we covered Belly's last album on the pod, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So, dope to get to, you know, cover him again. I thought this was a really dope project. I thought the last project was dope as well. Mm-hmm. Belly, you know, he's a very underrated rapper. He, puts together really good projects, has good collabs as well. So, yep. You know, definitely somebody that I think people need to pay more attention to.
Right.
Highlights for me on this one would be Capone's Demise, Ambiance, Loyalty and Royalty featuring Gil Scott-Heron and Spire, Heroic Villains. I also liked World Changed. I thought that track was very dope. American Nightmare, and New Money, Old Devils. So, yeah, I thought this was a really dope project. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, fire, man. I like this track. Like this particular album a lot as well.
For sure.
Next up, man, we got Summer Walker, Clear 2, Soft Life EP. I'll let you start this one off.
I don't think we've covered. I think we've covered maybe some songs from Summer, but I don't think we've covered a project from Summer. So
no, we haven't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, this is dope. You know, first time covering the Summer project. And I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, when Summer first came out, I thought she could sing. But I really thought, like, there was a little hype around her that I kind of didn't understand. And the more and more that I've kind of listened to her music, I kind of understand the hype a little bit more. This project, to me, feels a lot more grown and mature for Summer than maybe some of her previous work, but I love this about some of just the subject matter, just especially on the last track, she talks about just kind of her growth and her journey as a person and through relationships and all that kind of stuff. So you really get like an inside look into her mind and the way she thinks, and I thought that was dope. Yeah. Highlights for me are Two Summer from Cole, Audio Hood, Fire, J. Cole verse, Hard Life, I thought was incredible. Mind Your Mouth, incredible. I love the subject matter as well. Pull Up gave me Erykah Badu vibes. And the video had Lil Meech from BMF in there, Big Meech's son. So that was dope. You know, dope cameo for the video. New Type with Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino went crazy. Fire track. And then Finding Peace, I thought was also fire. So yeah. It's a really dope project, man. Once again, I know I said it last week with Baby Rose's project, but top 10, top R&B project of the year contender for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a great project. I thought the vibe of it was very smooth. Her melody sounded really good. There was like a silky tone to her voice, in my opinion. And I thought the production was great as well. But yeah, definitely, as you said, it's definitely a mature project for her. Highlights for me would be Two Summer featuring, well, Two Summer from Cole featuring J. Cole. Love that track. I thought J. Cole went crazy. How Does It Feel? Pull Up, as you mentioned, and Finding Peace. But yeah, this is an EP, but she definitely did her thing on here.
Facts, I agree, bro.
Yeah. Next up, we got Imani K. Tramina. Man, this project here, crazy. Definitely some abstract rap on here, in my opinion. I thought the production was a little bizarre, but in a good way, and possible album of the year contender for me. Fire project. I loved it. Highlights for me would be Let's Talk About It featuring Freddie Gibbs, Forever, which we already covered, featuring Pharrell. That track just continues to grow on me, gets better and better every time I hear it. Master P featuring Big Sean. I thought Big Sean went crazy. Uh-oh. And also I featuring Snoop Dogg. I thought Snoop went crazy. And Q&A. Dope project. Like I say, definitely an album of the year contender for me. I don't think this project's probably got enough buzz, but it's really, really good.
I agree, man. K. Tredonna and Aneme, for those who may not know, K. Tredonna is a producer. He's done a lot of projects. He has also worked with the Internet, IDK, and a lot of other artists. So he's very popular as in the producer world. And Aneme is a West Coast rapper. He's done a lot of work as well. So this is a collab album with the two of them. I agree with you. I definitely think this project is slept on. I don't think this project has nearly the buzz that it should have. And I think a lot of that may be possibly just because I don't think, Aneme, K. Tredonna's style, I think, is a little different for rap anyways already. And then Aneme is one of those guys that, he doesn't get a whole lot of radio play. So, I think because of those two factors, maybe that's why this is kind of slept on, but this is an amazing project, man. Highlights. Who is he? Got strong, strong. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. Busta Rhymes vibes from that track. May have even had a sample. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but incredible track. Let's Talk About It featuring Freddie Gibbs. Forever featuring Pharrell. Master P with Big Sean. Big Sean went crazy. Rebuke fire. I feature a Snoop Dogg, Fire, and KNA. So yeah, man, once again, another excellent project, something I think that's flown up or flown under the radars for a lot of people. But we'll see, if people start to talk more about this in the near future.
Man, with what Big Sean did on that Master P track. And then also his performance on Larry June's album, what's that, Palisades? Man, that should be like a lot of anticipation for his next project, because like he's definitely been in his bag.
I agree, bro. And I think that's excellent analysis as well. Like, man, he's just been putting in some great work, and people really need to pay attention to what he's doing. So, yeah, I think that's great analysis right there.
Next up, man, we got Kane and D-Ace, Ignorance is Bliss. I'll let you start this one off.
All right, Kane, the five favorites. So, been waiting a long time on this one. Was not disappointed. I think this is a great project. I think the production is kind of, it's hit or miss on some tracks, but at the same time, I think it's very diverse, which I think works in Kane's favor. As far as rapping, I mean, Kane can flat out rap. That's not even the discussion. I think he did have a lot of melodies on this project, and maybe that's something that he's incorporating more into what he's doing nowadays. I know when I first heard about Kane some years back, that wasn't necessarily a thing that he was doing a lot, but I think he's beginning to become better and build skill in those areas. And I think you can see evidence of that on this project. So highlights for me are Bliss, High Beams, The Assignment, which we covered on the pod, Stormlight is Fire, How It Goes, which we covered as well. And I think that one fits real good in the flow of the album as well. Something I mentioned about IDK's album recently, how a song like as a single may sound one way, but then in the flow of an album, it sounds different. Outlaw is fire as well. Tick, 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 which I think he has a video coming for very soon. Hype and Respect. So yeah, this is a dope project.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's an incredible artist. He's very well polished. You know, as we mentioned last week, he's, you know, did a lot of music with Dr. Dre and also some in-house producers on Aftermath. So he's, you know, definitely polished. And yeah, this is a great album. You know, I think he did his thing. He showed a lot of diversity on here. He didn't stick to one style. He took a lot of risk. You know, his hooks, you know, you can tell he put a lot of work into this. Like, this wasn't somebody that just went in the booth for 5 minutes and did something. Like, he really put a lot of effort into this project. Highlights for me would be Bliss, High Beams. I love the chorus on that particular song. It's fire. Thankful, The Assignment. Like, he went crazy on that one. The bars was just amazing. High with the Rock Stars, Outlaw, Tick, 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 and Respect. But incredible project. And you guys definitely check out Kane's project.
Thanks.
Yeah, Ignorance is Bliss. Next up, man, we got Angie Stone, Love Language. Man, this is it was great to hear her. I have one of her albums. What was it? I can't even think of the name of it. Mahogany something, but incredible. She's like a great singer, very soulful. I even got a chance to check out a couple clips of her doing some interviews recently, talking about, you know, some things that she's done and a group that she was a part of and some of the writing that they did. But yeah, she's been around for a while. I think this is a beautiful album. I think it's very soulful and her voice is still powerful. She really did a thing on here and I really like this album. I think it's really, really good. Highlights for me would be Love Is Real, The Gym featuring Music Soul Child. I thought music went crazy on there. Kiss You, High, Love Language, All I Need, Old Thing Back, featuring Suavo, Twan. And it's only 9 songs on this album, but I definitely named about 7 of them. Like, I thought this project was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Like you said, it was great to hear from Angie. It's been a while since we've heard from her, so that was dope. And as you mentioned, she's definitely still very soulful, still has a great voice, and she displayed that on this album.
Yeah.
Highlights for me, Love Is Real, The Gym featuring Music Soul Child, Kiss You, Love Language, and I like the Kiss You X mix as well. I think the beat switch on that added a little bit more to the track, so I liked it. I thought that was dope.
Yeah.
But yeah, dope project. Yeah, and if definitely. You're a, you know, hardcore R&B fan, then I definitely think you'll enjoy it, so check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And Angie, I think Angie also will be a great artist to check out on tour as well. I think her show will probably be really good.
For sure.
Next up, we got Heem BMF and the Black Soprano Family, From the Cradle to the Game. I'll let you start this one off.
All right. I think this is definitely the first Heem project we've covered. I think we may have covered a song or two. I know we did the Black Soprano Family album, I think, last year. So maybe we covered a song or two that he was on. But honestly, man, this one kind of started slow to me. And, you know, I thought the rapping was solid at the beginning, but I think the production just was kind of like, you know, very, I guess, what I kind of would expect from, you know, Griselda and Black Soprano Family production to be. Mm. But I think this definitely warmed up after the first couple of songs, and I think it definitely finished extremely strong. So that's a big shout out to him on that one. Highlights for me would be Mob Business featuring Benny the Butcher and Styles P. They both went crazy. Black Sheep is good. Picture Me Rolling. Tears of Blood is a fire track. Mammy Lee is a fire track. I also like Guilty by Association mm-hmm. featuring Rick Hyde, Fire, mm-hmm. The Motto, and same OG. So yeah, I really enjoyed this project. Like I said, it started kind of slow for me, but it definitely heated up and definitely finished strong. So definitely dope.
Yeah, I like this project. You know, to me, it's kind of grimy type of rap. He definitely had some fire bars. And in my opinion, I think he's very confident as an artist. Highlights for me would be Reasonable Doubt. My favorite track on here is Radio Raheem. I thought he went crazy on that one. That was, he definitely went crazy. Mob Business featuring Styles P and Benny the Butcher. Cocaine County featuring Conway the Machine and Stove God Cooks. Even, you know, I think Conway only kind of had like probably not even like a full 16 on that. Like he didn't like really go in, but it was short, but he still did his thing on there. Picture Me Rolling. I like the concept of that. You know, obviously makes you think about Tupac. Guilt by Association, as you mentioned, featuring Rick Hyde. The Motto and same OG, but yeah, good project though.
Yeah, to piggyback on something you just said, I would have included the song with Stove God and Conway, but it was just something about that beat that mm-hmm. I just couldn't get into on that one.
Right. And like I said, that's probably the first time I've ever heard Conway just not lose his mind. Like he just kind of seemed like he kind of held back a little bit, but it was still good though. But I don't know, somehow it was just a little shorter of a verse for me, from what I expect from Conway.
I feel it.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be like Eminem just doing 8 bars or something, like something you just don't really get that often, you know.
Yeah.
Next up, man, this project right here shocked the hell out of me. Like how good it was. Omarion, Full Sonic Book One. I sent this to a friend of mine who does R&B music. Like, hey, bro, you may want to check this out. Like, he's got one, man. I think this project is really, really good. In my opinion, I think he showed that he's a veteran. You know, like this ain't nobody that's just new. Like, he's been in the game for a long time and knows his way around the studio. Like, he did a good job on here. Just fire. You know, as you mentioned about Summer Walker's project, I think this project showed some maturity. You know, I would assume, you know, he's a father and stuff like that. So at this point in his life, you know, at that middle age gap versus being, you know, a teenager when he came out, but he did his thing on here. Highlights for me would be Serious, Company, Waiting featuring Riley, Bass, BS featuring Riley Lenz, Alkaline Drip. That's probably my favorite track on here. He went crazy on that one. And Sunny Days, that's a beautiful melody, the way he wrote that one. But incredible project.
Yeah, I thought it was dope too, man. Omarion, you know, is a very talented artist. Like, I know especially after the Versus battle, you know, he got a lot of flack for some singing and different things like that. But don't get it twisted. Omarion is a good songwriter, I'm assuming he's writing these songs, but I don't have any reason to think he's not. But Omarion is a good songwriter. I mean, he has a decent enough voice to be able to carry his songs. And I think, you know, like you said, the audience kind of that he was going at for this project is more of a mature audience.
Yeah.
So with some of the subject matter and the things that he touched on, I definitely think, as you said, he's got something here.
Yeah.
Highlights for me, I like Big Vibes a lot. I thought that was fire. Serious, Waiting featuring Amber Riley, which I had no idea that Amber Riley sang. So that was a surprise for me. pleasant surprise as well because she could sing, so that was dope. And as you mentioned, Alkaline Drip, I thought that track was dope too. So yeah, man, fire project.
Yeah, I definitely agree, man. I liked it a lot. You guys check out Omarion's album. And we'll close it out with Fast 10, which is obviously the Fast and Furious soundtrack. I thought this was a good soundtrack. I don't think it was great, but I thought it was a good soundtrack. I think they had a different tempo for it because, you know, some of the acts that they got on here didn't kind of make their normal type of tracks. They kind of tried something different. But, you know, they definitely had a variety of artists, styles, and music genres on here. Highlights for me would be Spinning featuring Lil Durk and ESTG. Won't Back Down featuring Bailey Zimmerman. Damont Kennedy and NBA Youngboy. That's probably the best NBA Youngboy verse I've ever heard before, in my opinion. Angel Part 1 featuring Jameen, Kodak Black, NLE Chopper, and Juke Munglone. My City featuring G Herbo, 24 Golden, and Kane Brown. I think Kane Brown is a great artist. Counting on You featuring Lil TJ, Friday, and Kai Infinite. Superfly featuring Big the Plus, Cootie, and Big Fizzle. Reaper featuring Peezy, Babytron, and Babyface Ray. Babyface Ray is a great rapper. Steppers featuring NLE Chopper and Nardo Wick. I like Furious with Big. I also like Toretto featuring J Balvin. But my favorite song on this soundtrack, and also is one of my top top songs of the year thus far, is Let's Ride featuring YG, the Notorious B.I.G., Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Ty Dolla $ign. I love that. Love that song.
The Fast 10 soundtrack. I recently just saw the Fast 10, maybe like a week ago. So yeah, it was cool. To hear the soundtrack, you know, was cool as well. I'm right there with you. I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was like spectacular. Mm-hmm. But I did think they brought a good assortment of artists together to, as you said, try to do some things that maybe they're not known for doing. So I give them props for that.
Yeah.
Highlights for me are Spinning featuring ESTG and Lil Durk. Won't Back Down featuring Bailey Zimmerman, Damont Kennedy, and NBA Youngboy. Angel Part 1 featuring Jameen of BTS, Jake, Money Long, NLE Chopper, and Kodak Black. Superfly featuring Cootie, Babyface Ray and Babytron, Reaper featuring Peezy, Superfly featuring Cootie, Big Fizzle, and Big X the Plug, and Reaper featuring Peezy, Babyface Ray, and Babytron. And as you mentioned as well, Let's Ride featuring YG, Ty Dolla $ign, Lambo 40, Notorious B.I.G., and Bone Thugs Harmony. So, yeah, cool project, cool soundtrack.
Yeah. All right, Mike, what do we got for our singles, man?
All right, let's get into it. First, we have Rory, and once again, this is Rory and Mal Rory featuring Ari Lennox and James Fauntleroy with My Phone Can Die. This is dope, bro. Way better than the other song. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is fire. And not that the other one was bad, the one with Jay Electronica. Not that that one was bad. I just thought the video was like a huge distraction. Like, I don't know what that video was about. But yeah, this right here is fire, though.
I agree. I thought Ari killed it. James killed it as well. Fire.
Yeah.
Next, we got Austin Mills featuring Elena Baraz with Breathless. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. Incredible. Like, It's kind of like a dance type of track or electronica style, but it's fire. Like, I like everything about this track. Incredible.
I agree. Good production, good track. Like you said, kind of in a house, electronic kind of vibe, but I think it's a good track.
Yeah.
Next, we got Queen Naija with Words of Affirmation. I like it, man. Think it's good. You know, one of those songs with some meaning to it, you know, something that I think a lot of ladies will feel, so I think it's a good song.
I agree 100%. I like it. I like it a lot.
Next, we have Fredo Bang with On That. I'll let you start.
I actually like this, man. I mean, you know, as I mentioned several times on the pod, like, I'm trying to be a little bit more open-minded, and I don't want to be like the old guy, get off my lawn. Yeah, me and you have a mutual friend, Micah. Me and him always arguing about basketball because he doesn't like the modern day era and can't really get into this era. So I'm trying to be a little bit more open-minded, like, okay, this guy's going to use the auto-tune, or they're going to do the drill, or they're going to do this and do that. But, you know, putting my biases to the side and just kind of letting this young man use his art to express himself. I actually like this song.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I didn't think it's bad. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Next, we got DDG featuring Lil Tyler with I'm Geekin'. Now, we've never covered DDG on the pod. I know he's like a YouTuber and some other things, like YouTuber turned rapper or whatever. But I got to give him credit. I like this. This inspired me.
I agree 100%. I thought it was fire too, man. A great track.
Next, we got Juice WRLD with No Good. I'll let you start.
Man, this is incredible. Like, man, you know, just make me kind of like, hey, man, it just sucks. You know, we lost this guy because he's very talented, man. Like, he's very talented. Like, he can do this type of stuff, but then he can go rap 100 bars too. You know, like, he was just a very talented guy, you know. I like this track, though. It's fire.
Facts. I thought it was good too. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD. Facts. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Next, we have Toby Nwigwe featuring Nas and Jacob Banks with On My Soul. Now, this is for the Transformers soundtrack, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Be real with you, I wasn't really feeling the beat, but I thought the verses were good. I thought Toby and Nas's verse were good, but I wasn't really feeling.
Yeah, I agree about the beat. It wasn't the greatest beat in the world. Now, when Toby was kind of like going crazy, I was like, okay, how's Nas, you know, what's Nas going to do? And, you know, he came through, man, showed, you know, that he's definitely a vet. You know, he can kind of switch that style up. But, yeah, I agree. I like the song, but maybe the beat could have been better.
Agreed. Next, we have Her with The Journey. I think this is a good heartfelt song. Once again, something I think the ladies will feel. I think it's dope. Fire.
Fire emoji. She's incredible, man. She definitely did a thing on here.
Agreed. Next, we have Post Malone with Morning. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. I like this. You know, Post is talented, even though he's a little, you know, kind of weird and a little out there with some of the stuff he does, but I like this song. I thought it was one of his better songs in a couple of years.
I agree. I definitely think this is one of the better songs I've heard from him. It's not good. Or I'm sorry. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good.
Cool.
Next, we got Dave East with Chills. Fire.
Yeah, Dave is something serious, man. Yeah, fire. Fire emoji.
Okay, up next, we got No Worries featuring Anderson .Paak and Knowledge with Daydreaming. I'll let you start.
What was that track we covered last week? Was it Hemlock Springs or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this kind of puts me in that vein just a little bit, but this is fire. I like it. It's kind of abstract, a little different, kind of out there, spacey, but it works. I like it.
Agree. I think it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is possibly my favorite track of the week.
Okay. I can definitely see that.
Next, we got Belly featuring Rick Ross with Cocaine Spoon. Now, obviously, you spoke on it in your review. Honestly, look, this song was cool to me. I thought it didn't really fit in the flow of the album, personally, but it was okay. I didn't, you know, Ross's verse was cool, too. I didn't think, you know, Ross, like, went, you know, nuclear or anything like that. I thought it was a good song, but just, like, nothing spectacular.
Okay. Yeah, I like this. One thing I give Belly his props for, man, he opens up the budget for his videos. Like, even the album we covered like 2 years ago, man, he spent some bread on those videos. He had one with Nas and The Weeknd, and man, he's got like a crazy budget. But yeah, I like this track though.
I feel it. All right, next we got Dave East featuring Cat Raquel with Feel Like. I'll let you start.
Dope. Another one. Like, Dave East is in his bag, man. What's the other thing Dave was on with Nims and Uncle Murder and
New York Is Killing Me?
Yeah. I mean, so Dave is one of those guys, man. You know, you can call him your feature, you know, for a feature, he's gonna do his thing. So yeah, whether it's his own stuff or he's hopping on doing guest appearances, he always brings it.
No, facts, bro. Big facts. I think this track's better than the other one. I like both of them, but I think this one was better than the other one, to be honest.
Yeah. I can see that, for sure.
Next, we got Armani White featuring Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, and Nori with the Billie Eilish Legends mix. I'll let you start.
Luda, man. Luda went crazy. You know... Now, and Busta and Nori, you know, did a good job as well, but Luda he went crazy on here, man. Dope.
I agree. Dope. Luda snapped. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, next we got your guy, Simba, with Top G. I'll let you start.
Man, you know what? He had a line in here. I even wrote it down. It says, nowadays doing feature will get you caught up. Features will get you caught up in cases. Like, I thought that bar was crazy. I like this, man. I like this a whole lot. I wasn't really crazy about the little thing that he did with ESPN. Now, I think he did several songs for them. And it's dope that they're playing it through the playoffs and all that. But just song-wise, maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh on it, because I guess that's just for what it was for. But here, he's in his bag, man. I like this track. Fire.
I like this one, too. I like the approach. You know, I think he could have tried to, you know, be in his lyrical bag and, you know, some other type of things. But I really like the approach on this. Yeah. I think that makes this track stand out. So I think it was fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got YG Tut with Numb. This is fire.
Amazing. Yeah.
Definitely one of the better tracks of the week for me.
Absolutely.
Next, we got Lil Tecca with Need Me. I'll let you start.
Fire. I mean, I ain't trying to just be over-friendly, just giving out fire emojis like it's just, you know, I'm just giving them away, but they're earning it. I like it. Fire.
Nah, bro, this is really good. And, you know, I heard a Lil Tecca a couple of years ago. I think he had a song like called Ransom, if I'm not mistaken, that was went crazy. And so I'm familiar with him. I haven't really been that into his music up until this point, though. But this is definitely the best I've heard from him. And I thought it was interesting take with the whole The Boy Is Mine sample. That was crazy. Yeah. So what they did with that. So, yeah, I thought that was dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got Tia Corinne featuring Lotto with Freaky T. I'll let you start.
It's cool. It's good. It's not great. But I thought Lotto went crazy. She went crazy on here. But, you know, the track itself, it's cool. It's cool.
I agree. I think the beat is good. I think Lotto snapped. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know. I really couldn't really hear a lot of what Tia Corinne was saying. And I don't know if that was like maybe, you know, just the way that it was mixed, or maybe some plugins that they use, or who knows? I have no idea. But I just really, like, I could hear her tone, but I really couldn't clearly hear a lot of what she was saying. Okay. So that kind of took a little bit away from the track to me. But I definitely thought Lotto snapped, and I thought the beat was dope. So, you know, we'll see next time, you know, she drops something. We'll check her out again and see what she's got.
Yeah, definitely. I piggyback on what you said. It definitely makes me want to hear something else from her, because, you know how it is, sometimes a track may not work or whatever. I think she's got talent, but maybe, you know, this ain't it or whatever. You know, this song isn't the one, in my opinion.
I feel it. Next, we got Payroll Giovanni with Letter to the Lost. This is dope. I really, you know, especially with a name like Payroll Giovanni, I didn't expect the subject matter that I got on this track. So I was pleasantly surprised by that. I thought it was dope.
Man, this is fire, man. You know what? I was listening to, there was this clip that's kind of going viral with the Breakfast Club, when somebody had called in. I guess it was kind of critical about, you know, them just playing the same music over and over and over again. And the guy was like, you know, you could play somebody that's doing something positive. And then Envy was like, well, who? Like, name them. Then the guy said himself, and he's rapped and whatever, and Envy put his head down and said it was trash and all that. But, you know, maybe a lot of guys, you know, if they ain't got plugins a vocal chain and all that kind of stuff. Maybe some people you think are great may not sound that good or whatever, but this is the type of song that the industry needs right now, man. Like, the dude is really saying something on here. I think it's fire, man. So this would combat when Envy's talking about, well, name a rapper that's doing a positive message. You got one right here.
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
Next, we got Thundercat and Tame Impala with No More Lies. Good vibes.
Yep.
Kind of similar to the No Worries Anderson .Paak song, and how you said it's kind of spacey.
Yeah.
But I thought it was dope, though. I like
it. I agree, man. This is one of my favorite tracks of the week. I think it's incredible. Fire.
Okay, next we got Saray, or Saray, Saray with On My Own. I think this is a really good track. Good singing, good lyrics. Thought it was dope.
Yeah, I definitely agree. She has a nice voice. Just a lot of talent. You know, when I was listening to Payroll, I stopped what I was doing, like really listened to what he was saying. I did the same thing on this one too. Like, not that I'm not paying attention to all of them, but she really caught my attention. So, fire track.
Yeah, Sarai, I think that might be.
Yeah
Sarai. Yeah. On my own. Fire track.
Yeah.
Next, we got Rod Wave with Love Letter featuring Toosie. I'll let you start.
I think somebody kind of chopped this up. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Rod Wave. Just, I don't know, some of his music just isn't quite for me or whatever, even though I think he's got talent. But it's cool.
I agree. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Next, we have O3 Greedo with One Drink Too Many plus Spend Time Part 2. Thought it was cool.
You know, I initially felt the same way you did, but then I was like, I just listened to it a couple times, and, you know, it's a 6-minute thing, so it's really like two songs mashed in one. I really tried to hear what he, you know, was doing. I think he put a lot of work into that, so I give him a fire emoji for it.
Okay. Next, we have Locksmith featuring Echo with Flinch. This is fire. This track of the week. I'm going to go ahead and say track of the week.
It's fire. It's definitely fire, man. I think both of them got off. I wasn't expecting Echo to rap. You know, I thought he was just doing the chorus, but yeah, he went crazy too, man. Fire.
You know, You know, Echo's on that same, or is the same guy who was on that track with John Connor with the 2K emblem, if I'm not mistaken. Oh,
okay, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, dope to see him again. So I thought that was, I thought they both snapped fire.
Yeah. Hey, you got to give Echo his props, man. Between Locksmith and Connor, that's two heavyweights he's trying to go back and forth with.
Hey, and he held his own on both tracks. So,
yep.
Hey, we might need to see if Echo got a project out and, you know, see if we can cover that.
Yeah, facts.
Real talk. Next, we got, sorry, lost my place on the list. And we got Keanu Lede with Deeper. This is good, man. I like Keanu. It's good. Mm-hmm. I've heard better tracks from her, but it's good.
Yeah, I was listening to some of the lyrics, man. This is this week's Where the D May Land or one of those crazy songs or whatever. But she's going off though. I like it. I like it. I thought she did a thing on here.
Yeah, for sure. Next we got Xavier Omar with Magic. This is fire. Love the whole vibe of the track, singing fire.
I agree, man. You know, every week sometimes when an artist really stands out to me, I give him a sub. I definitely sub to his channel. Thought it was incredible and kind of makes me want to hear some other stuff from him. But I think he's got a lot of talent.
For sure. I'm pretty sure if he doesn't have a project that he's put out already this year, he will have one coming. So I'm sure we'll get a chance to check out some more music from him.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we have Breezy Lynn featuring Lola Brooke and Cali with Bad B Words remix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll let you start.
I give a fire emoji. I think everybody got off. I'm not really too familiar with Cali, but I thought she had a good verse as well. Lola Brooke, you know, she's definitely aggressive, brings a lot of energy to every track that she does. But yeah, it's a fire track. I like it.
Yeah, you know, Cali is the girl who did the Area Codes track.
Yeah, okay, the Luda thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's Cali.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you gave her props for that song. I guess we just wasn't crazy about the beat, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I definitely think her performance on this one was dope, too. And like you said, I like Lola Brooke's part. Not very familiar with Breezy Lynn. But, mm-hmm. you know, this is an introduction, so I'm sure we'll hear more from her as well. But I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Next, Queen B, Beyonce, featuring Kendrick Lamar, America Has a Problem. I'll let you start.
I think it's cool. I mean, I love Kendrick's verse, definitely. You know, and Mike Dean, you know, his production is crazy. I don't know. Maybe it has to grow on me just a little bit more, but I think it's not bad though. It's cool.
I like it. Like you said, I mean, I think I had to listen to it maybe two or three times to really kind of, you know, let it sink in. But I definitely see what they're doing, and you know, most of Beyonce stuff goes anyway. So you know, I like it.
Yeah.
Next we got Aquila or Akayla.
Yeah. Aquila, I think, but yeah.
Okay, we'll go with Akayla with We Keep On. This is the second time we've covered her, and I promise you, we're going to get your name right.
right.
I promise you, we're going to get it right one of these days.
Yeah.
But once again, this is an incredible track. The last track was fire. This one's even better. So, dope. We definitely going to have to keep our eyes out for her, and we're going to make sure we get that name right. I promise.
Yeah, for sure. I think I may have subbed to her channel as well. You know, you can just tell, man, her and the other young man, Xavier Omar, you know, they may not have $500,000 budgets for the videos and stuff, but they put a lot of, you know, detail into their craft, man. I think it's incredible. Fire.
Facts, I agree.
Yeah.
And lastly, we have Scarlett featuring Snoop Dogg with This Is Cali. I'll let you start to finish it off.
Fire, man. Snoop went crazy. I didn't know what he was doing at first, but then we started rapping, you know, Snoop being Snoop. But yeah, fire, man. You know, Scarlett, she's another one, kind of like Lola Brooke. She has like a aggressive energy to her, almost kind of like street rap or something, man. It's hard. You know, it's funny. I met somebody a couple weeks ago, and I asked her who her favorite female MC was. She said Shauna. I said, you mean DTP Shauna? I think Shauna is dope too, man. So, but I like, you know, we're getting more and more females with this aggressiveness about them. Rod Digga, a lot of female MCs can spit for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, Shauna can still go.
Yes,
I follow Shauna on Instagram to this day. She can still go. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Yeah, man. But I thought this track was dope too. I like Snoop's part. And like you said, I like the kind of, you know, women having more of an aggressive style in hip hop. I think that's dope. And it's dope to see more of that. And Scarlett definitely has that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think even maybe more so than Lola might. So, you know, yeah, dope.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, and then too, when we speak about female MCs, you know, obviously everybody brings up Nicki and all these other people, man. But we gotta put some respect on Jean Grey's name, man. I think Jean is like one of the most underrated female MCs out there, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of love and respect for Jean Grey. And I mean, there's tons, you know, Rhapsody, Tierra Whack. I mean, Chica. I could go on. 3D Naughty, No Name. You know, I could go on for days just listing dope female MCs. Even people like Nitty Scott. Like, it's tons of them. So, you know, people just got to really have their ears and their eyes open. There's tons of talented artists out there, you know. So just use the net, use the social media. You don't have to be relegated to the radio in 2023. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, man, it's a good list, man. You know, like I say, I really enjoyed well, a lot of these, you know, artists, you know, like Xavier, Omar, Aquila, and some of these, you know, kind of artists that may not be as known, but I think they put a lot of work into their, you know, songs and videos and really trying to, you know, build up their brands, man. So shout out to them.
Thanks, I agree.
Yeah, man. Any other projects coming out this summer or something you heard is dropping soon?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stuff coming out within the week, actually. If I'm not mistaken, Monaleo, Lil Durk, Moneybag Yo, and Kari 4 all drop Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Then I know Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel have an album out. If I'm not mistaken, Jay Worthy and Rock Marciano have an album out as well. Mm-hmm. I know we covered a couple of Jadena singles. Mm-hmm. He's got his project out, so obviously probably need to get to that. And G Herbo, if I'm not mistaken, has a project out. Did we cover that already? I'm not sure.
I don't think we have. I'll have to go back and look.
I don't think we did either. Right. But if not, we'll definitely get to that in the near future too. So as always, we're going to stay busy.
Oh, yeah. I know NBA Youngboy just dropped his third album of the year. So he's dropping projects left and right. It's just May. You know, we might get six this year, you know, on the track he's on.
Thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, Mike, give everybody your social media, man.
Yes, sir. That's M1C_CH3CK on IG.
All right. I'm on Instagram as well at Taryn Till the Great. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Terrence Hill. Also, you can subscribe to the Sleeping Giants podcast on Facebook. And then YouTube, look for Terrence Hill Music and In the Hills. We appreciate you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. We'll see you on the very next one. Take care.